This is John Killoran with Payments.com, and I'm here today with Vikas Bansal, who is the Vice President of Credit Product at Fiserv. Thanks for joining us today, Vikas.
Thank you for having me.
We're just going to talk a little bit about credit cards in the industry today, just a handful of questions, and we'll just dive in right now if you don't mind. My first question to you, I want to tell you that credit card spending, which fell significantly during the recession, seems to have made a resurgence in the industry. Now, in your opinion, Vikas, what are the market forces that are driving the use of credit now? What has caused it to sort of make its comeback?
Sure. As you said, the credit card industry has indeed come back with a bang. In fact, the industry is, I would say, growing at its fastest pace ever. And there are multiple forces that are driving this growth. I think the first is the continued shift in spend from cash and check to cards. As consumers in small businesses, they become more comfortable in using the cards, even for small ticket purchases. I think if you look at the latest projections from Nelson and Federal Reserve Board, in the next 5 years, cash and check usage will decline at a whopping rate of 40%, and credit card usage will grow by 65%. I think these are astounding numbers. Second, the recent economic recovery has led the consumers to increase their spend. And we know that significant part of the discretionary spend goes to credit cards. And the financial institutions are also willing to extend more credit than what I would say they did during the recession. So all of this is contributing to the growth. And lastly, and really important, is that the credit cards are now used as more frequently as a payment instrument as opposed to lending instrument. And what it does is that a large chunk of everyday spend is captured on credit cards. So all of these trends are driving this growth that we are seeing in the marketplace today.
Yeah, I hear you mentioned that consumers and small businesses are using credit cards more. And I'll tell you that according to the National Federation of Independent Businesses, 79% of small business owners are now using credit cards as a source of financing. But, you know, a lot of these businesses, they're forced to use personal credit for business purposes. Do you think that trend will continue? And why, in your opinion, are not there more business credit card offerings in the market?
Yes, really good question. So small business owners are increasingly looking to unsecured credit rather than traditional loans, and as a faster and more convenient funding mechanism. I think credit cards, what they do is they provide free cash flow for almost 45 days. And in addition to that, delivers the cash back or reward points, which are very useful to offset future expenses for the business. However, as you mentioned, many businesses still use personal credit cards. I believe this was due to credit tightening during recession and also the limited business cards availability in the market today. The credit tightening, I would say, was more severe for small business owners. And as a result, those owners were forced to use their personal cards. Secondly, as I mentioned, when we look at financial institutions outside of top five issuers, historically they haven't focused on small business segments. But now, as we fast forward, this trend is changing very rapidly. In the new world, as I call it, the FIs are more eager to lend and have started to build the right products. And if you look at the recent studies, they all suggest that small business relationships are more profitable overall for an FI, and offering a product like credit card adds to that profitability and adds to that stickiness. One point, though, I should mention that the small business cards are different. They require a different underwriting approach to test the credit worthiness and also require some unique features for the account holder, just such as like spending limits, controls, and more detailed statements. So I would say that this trend would change and we would see more business cards in the market. And it is a win-win situation for an FI and for a small business.
All right, well, you mentioned that financial institutions are eager to lend. However, there's a question of regulations. Both business and consumer credit cards are highly regulated. So what challenges and even also maybe opportunities does regulation present to FIs that are looking to improve their revenue streams and their customer engagement?
Yeah, good question. Credit card industry is regulated. You know, Card Act, Reg Z, Reg E, PCI. I mean, there are many more, and they are overwhelming. But I would say that these regulations are definitely consumer-friendly on the one side, but on the other side, it created operational and financial challenges for the FIs. There are restrictions, as you would know, on how interest rates can be assessed, how credit limits can be changed, and how fees can be assessed. Talking about PCI, you know, the cost of overall compliance, just not PCI, overall compliance has risen significantly. And I've seen numbers as high as millions of dollars when you add up everything, you know, for institutions of all size. However, I would say that the credit cards in particular are profitable and deliver superior returns when you even add all these things up. You know, the returns are almost as high as 3X compared to any other financial product. And, you know, the reason for this is that the credit cards beside the interest income also get interchange and fees. However, I would say that, you know, there is definitely a revenue opportunity and also the ability or opportunity to customer engagement, but it's got to be done in the right way. So there is, which is a silver line out there.
I think so. I want to talk specifically about Fiserv, and given the intense competition that exists right now in the credit card industry, how is Fiserv helping FIs better compete in the marketplace and grow their portfolios?
Sure. The credit card growth, I would say, has caught attention of institutions all, right? The large FIs have doled out very feature-rich credit cards, and I would say competition is more intense than ever. So we at Fiserv are well positioned to enable our clients to deliver the superior offering and that meets the needs of their customers. I would say the first is we have superior credit processing platform that is integrated with our core processing platforms and our digital assets. So when you combine all of them, you can deliver that consistent and real-time experience across all channels. I'll give you an example. When you as a credit card holder, when you deposit a payment at the teller, at the branch, it reflects real time on your account and increase your open to buy immediately. Now, guess what? You don't have to wait next day to go shopping. You can go right away. The another one I would say is our ability to provide this 360 view of the customer. So when you combine the card's data with the payments data and core banking data, we can create those powerful insights to enable our clients to drive higher acquisitions and loyalty on their cards. The other one I would say is that our platform, especially our credit platform, is a very good alternative to other resellers that are out there because we own our own software and we can create unique solutions for our clients. What we don't like, you know, and you would agree that, you know, one size fits all approach because each client has its unique needs, and we are positioned to meet those needs. And the last I would say is that we have the ability to do card-level processing, which is very powerful. And for you, think of this as a way that you won't be able to deliver individualized experiences without this. So when you put it all together, we have one of the best and most competitive offering in the marketplace that would enable these FIs to win.
You have certainly outlined a lot of interesting solutions that Fiserv is offering, and that leads me to my final question for you. What trends would you say are shaping the future of credit cards, and what role is Fiserv going to play or continue to play in shaping that future?
Sure. Many trends are shaping the future. We all are watching the proliferation of digital wallets, right, and new ways to pay. Another one, rising fraud and concerns for security. Another important one is that more and more consumers will rely on their primary FI to meet all of their financial needs, and they want to buy all financial products from that institution. So integrated value proposition will be key, along with consistent real-time experiences, right, across digital and non-digital channels. Lastly, I would say the proliferation of credit cards with rewards. So there are many trends that are shaping the credit cards, and I would say Fiserv is in the front of all of these trends. And I'll give you some examples. For example, we launched Apple Pay for our clients, and we, right, at the same time, are closely watching other emerging technologies so we can continue to enable new ways to pay for our clients and their customers, because we know that they are expecting this. Another one, our recent Card Valet product puts customers in control and engages them in a unique way to prevent rising fraud. I would say this is very unique on how we can engage the customer and work on this fraud concern together. The other one I would say is that because we own our core banking platform, we own cards platform, we own online assets, digital, mobile, and many more, when you put it all together, we can meet those trend or that need where consumer would buy all products from one FI, because we can deliver that consistent experience. And lastly, I'll say, you know, I mentioned about proliferation of rewards. You look at in the market today, I would say 90% of all acquisitions are now with rewards, you know, for credit cards. It wasn't the case when you look back 5 or 10 years. When we look at our rewards offering, it's very strong, and it can enable the unique proposition to the customer. So I would say there are many things that are going on, and that we are in the middle of all of this to shape the future.
It certainly sounds like it. That's all the questions I have for you. I do want to thank you, Vikas, for sharing your insights with us today.
Sure, and thank you. It's my honor to be here.